fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Lineup cards being exchanged as we speak. Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready to play game two of this six-game series in just a matter of moments. We apologize for the technical difficulties at the onset of our broadcast here tonight, but we're ready to go here from Aberdeen, Maryland. And now let's get a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. For the Cyclones, their starting lineup put together by their second-year skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Boston Barrow back in the leadoff spot tonight. He'll be at shortstop. Carson Bench will bat second and play right field. Jacob Reimer had a couple extra base hits last night. He'll bat third and serve as the DH. Eli Serrano III in center field this evening, trying to snap an 0-for-13 slide at the dish. He'll clean up in center. Jesus Baez, a tough debut last night, back with Brooklyn. He was ejected in the ninth inning. He's back in the lineup today, batting fifth and playing third. Ronald Hernandez, the catcher, hits sixth. DeAndre Smith will bat seventh, serve as the second baseman. Starling Mercado back in the lineup. He'll bat eighth and play first base. And Diego Mosquera makes his first start of the series. He'll bat ninth and be in left field. Noah Hall on the mound for Brooklyn this evening. This is the Aberdeen lineup. He'll face put together by their first-year skipper, Ryan Gaul. Aaron Estrada moves from left field to third base tonight. He remains in the leadoff spot. Ethan Anderson moves up a few spots in the order. He's behind the plate this evening, hitting second. Vance Honeycutt moves over to right field. He'll bat third. Austin Overn, or actually rather Griff O'Farrell, will bat cleanup. He is at second base tonight. Austin Overn did not play last night. He'll bat fifth and be in center. Leandro Arias will bat sixth. He's at short. Jake Cunningham, the DH yesterday, in left field today. He'll bat seventh. Anudis Mordan will bat eighth. He's at first. And Jalen Vasquez rounds out the Aberdeen order. He'll bat ninth as the designated hitter. Braxton Bragg, the right-hander on the mound for the Ironbirds here tonight. So the Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready to get this ball game underway. And we are just moments away from bringing it to you right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. So lineup cards have been exchanged. Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready to duke it out. No Chris Suero in the lineup today for Brooklyn. Cyclones did make a roster move earlier today. Ryan Ammons, the left-hander, reinstated off the seven-day IL. He's available for Brooklyn in the bullpen here tonight, while right-hander Dakota Hawkins has been placed on the team's development list. He will be inactive for the next handful of games for Aberdeen. They made some roster moves as well. Luis Valdez, who started in right field last night, transferred back up to Double-A Chesapeake. He had been there before rejoining Aberdeen last weekend down by the shore. And the Ironbirds are also adding Angel Tejada. He was on the development list at Single-A Delmarva. So, just about time for first pitch here from Maryland. Blue skies up above, but the wind howling once again. Right now, the American flag to the right of dead center, blowing out towards the I-95 highway. And it is a bit chilly here in Aberdeen here tonight, even though the temperatures right now, according to AccuWeather, in the mid-50s, but certainly feels a little nippier than that because of the breeze. 24-mile-per-hour wind gusts right now here in Maryland. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. Cyclones, Ironbirds, Game 2 of the six-game series. Brooklyn looking to win their season-high, tying fourth straight. We'll be back in just a matter of moments on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Ayo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game number two of this six-game series about to get underway. Justin Rock with you here from Ripken Stadium. A chilly Wednesday night here in Maryland. Braxton Bragg warming up on the mound for the Ironbirds, getting ready for the top half of the first inning. Let's take a look once more at the Cyclones starting lineup for those of you that missed it on the pregame show. Barrow, Benj, Reimer at the top. Serrano, Baez, and Hernandez at the heart with Smith, Mercado, and Mascara rounding out the Cyclones starting nine. Braxton Bragg on the mound for Aberdeen here this evening, making his third start of the season. He was the Ironbirds' opening day starter. Bragg standing at 6'2", 207 pounds. He's 24 years old, will turn 25 in October. From Kansas City, Missouri, was the Orioles' eighth round pick 2 years ago out of Dallas Baptist University. Started his college career with a handful of seasons at Nebraska. Bragg so far this year just 3 hits allowed. 5 walks, 1 unearned run in 9 1/3 innings. 11 strikeouts so far this season for him. Picked up the win last time out. That was a week ago, Thursday. 5 1/3, 1-hit shutout inning. Struck out a season-high 8 in the Ironbirds' victory on the road against Jersey Shore. So Boston Barrow will dig into the batter's box to get things underway. Barrow on base 4 times last night in the series opener. A single and 3 walks, also stole a base and scored a couple of runs. 8 for 35 at the plate this year. That's a .229 average. A homer, 3 RBI. Barrow ready. Bragg is ready. The first pitch of the night is a breaking ball low, and we are underway at 7:06 Eastern Time. Ryde Bragg sets down by the belt, working exclusively from the stretch. Here's the 1-0. And Barrow takes a fastball strike at 93. And the count evens at 1-1. Barrow has reached in 6 straight games, 6-4 his last 22. Bragg at the belt now comes home, and Barrow moves out of the way of a slider. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg last year spent his season at Single-A Delmarva, went 5-6, had a 3.36 ERA, 122 strikeouts, just 22 walks in 96 innings, the 2-1. And Barrow laid on the fastball up, and the count evens 2-2. Bragg, a 30-plus percent strikeout rate last year, a walk rate around 5.5. Here's the 2-2. And Barrow chops it foul towards the third base dugout. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg, a rising prospect in the organization. He's not ranked as highly as some other guys just because he's a bit older than some other farmhands. But Baseball America had him at number 34 entering the season as Barrow swings and misses at the high cheese. Got him on 94 up in the zone. And Braxton Bragg has his first strikeout of the night. One away in the top of the first. Brings up Carson Benj, had his best game of the season last night. Went 3 for 5, scored a couple of runs, a pair of doubles, and an RBI. 5 for his last 9 over the last 2 games. First pitch, and Benj takes a strike, fastball inner half. It's 0-1. Carson got that batting average back up to .348. 8 for 23, no homers, 3 RBI. Has reached in all 7 games played this season. The 0-1. And Benj takes one underneath the arms. And the count evens up at 1-1. Benj coming into play today. Third in the South Atlantic League and on base percentage. Has reached at half of his trips to the dish. Also 8th in batting average. And tied for 9th in OPS. The 1-1. Moving out of the way of the fastball in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Our umpire and crew here tonight calling the balls and strikes, Brooks Pritchett, Frank Jones on the bases this evening. 2-1, and Benj a foul tip off the glove of the catcher, Anderson. 2-2. Defensively behind Bragg tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jay Cunningham, Austin Overn, and Vance Honeycutt. Third to first around the infield, Aaron Estrada, Leandro Arias, Griffo Farrell, and Anudis Mordan, with Ethan Anderson, the catcher, behind the plate. The 2-2. And Benj can't hold up on the high fastball. Bragg fooled him there. Benj tried to check his swing, could not. And Bragg picks up a couple of strikeouts to start the ball game. 2 out in the first for Jacob Reimer. Reimer, a multi-extra base hit game last night. A double and a triple. Also drove in a run in the Brooklyn victory. Bragg kicks and deals, and Reimer hits the first pitch in the air to right, racing towards the line to his left, Honeycutt, and he'll run out of room, out of play. It's 0-1. Reimer hitting at .325, 13 for 40. 6 extra base hits, none of them home runs, 9 RBIs. 6-4 his last 14 at the plate, a four-game on-base streak. The 0-1, Reimer gaps one into left center field. That one going to get down. Nice job cutting it off there is Cunningham, and that's going to hold Reimer at first with a two-out single. So make it a five-game on-base streak for the California kid. And Reimer aboard, Brooklyn's first base hit, the game's first base hit and base runner. And there's one on and two out. Good piece of hitting there by Reimer. He has really done a great job so far this season serving the ball into the gaps. That has been a big reason for why he has been so successful. So one on, two out for Serrano, who takes a fastball high 1-0. Serrano trying to snap an 0-for-13 slide at the plate. Did reach with a walk and scored a run last night, 0-for-4. 8-for-31 on the year. That's a .258 average. Two homers, five RBI. A swing and a miss. Heavy hack there from Serrano. Was not cheated on the off speed. It's 1-1. American flag out in center, blowing from left to right. Blue skies up above. A couple of scattered dash line looking clouds across the sky. 1-1. And Serrano puts one in the air to left. Back into his right is Cunningham diving. And did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Saves the base. The home plate umpire. Pritchett says he made the catch. Cunningham sprawled out just before the warning track. It was hard to tell whether or not he trapped that baseball out in left field. But the home plate umpire, Pritchett, is the one that makes the call. And the Cyclones retired in the first inning. Oh, Serrano gave it a ride. But Cunningham able to make the catch to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left. We head to the bottom of the first. Brooklyn nothing, Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Noah Hall on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. This is the Aberdeen lineup he'll face for those of you who missed it with us on the pregame show. Estrada, Anderson, Honeycutt at the top. O'Farrell, Oburn, Arias in the middle. Cunningham, Mordon, Vasquez, the bottom third. Aaron Estrada to lead things off against Noah Hall. First pitch fouled out of play to the left. And the count 0-1. Estrada had three hits in the series opener last night. A double, a RBI, a stolen base. The 0-1. Estrada gets one off the end of the bat to second. Staying down on it, DeAndre Smith. And he'll make the play for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for Noah Hall here tonight. That'll bring up Ethan Anderson. Anderson 1-for-4 yesterday. A walk and a run scored, hitting .361 on the year. Defensively behind Hall, left to right in the outfield, Diego Mosquera, Eli Serrano III, and Carson Bench. Hall for the first base side of the slab, kicks and deals. The first pitch misses in by the ankles. 1-0. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Baez, Boston Barrow, DeAndre Smith, and a Starling Mercado. With Ronald Hernandez, the catcher behind the plate, the 1-0. Misses the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Hall, the right-hander, making his third start of the year. The Cyclones opening day starter. Standing at 6 feet tall, 190 pounds from Charlotte, North Carolina. 2-0. Up and away, three balls and no strikes. Hall, the Mets' seventh-round pick out of South Carolina in 2023, off to a great start this year and an injury-plagued campaign last season. 3-0, and this one nearly hits Anderson up and in, ball four. So Hall wasn't particularly close on any of those four pitches. And Anderson aboard with a one-out walk here in the first. That's one thing Hall has done a good job of so far this year, is limiting those free passes. Walk just two in 4 2/3 against Hudson Valley last Thursday. So one on and one out for Vance Honeycutt. Honeycutt 0-for-3 last night. A couple of walks and a run scored. .281 average on the year. Hall from the stretch. And the first pitch, fastball misses high. Hernandez couldn't squeeze it. And it's one ball and no strikes. Numbers for Hall so far this year, 1-0 record, a .93 ERA, just two runs, one earned on four hits, 9 2/3 innings, six walks, 11 strikeouts. The 1-0, and Honeycutt shows bunt, does not pull back. And there's a strike against him. It's 1-1. Trying to use his speed to bunt himself aboard. Was not a sacrifice attempt there. On Hall last year, most of the season was on Brooklyn's IL from April 26th throughout the remainder of the calendar season. The 1-1 outside with a fastball. And now Noah behind, two balls and one strike. And Hall dealt with a shoulder injury last year, pitching the Arizona Fall League after the season. The 2-1 off the hands, out of play to the right. And it's even 2-2. Hall, a litany of pitches at his disposal. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, sweeper. As even more than that, that the Mets had to cut out of his rotation just so he can focus on some of his best offerings. Runner starts and stops, 2-2 outside. Hernandez bluffs a throw behind him. And the count now full. Hall entering play today, six in the league, innings pitched, and batting average against. Hitters only batting .129 against him to start the year. Throw over to first. And Anderson dives back safely. Time called. And Hall went to his mouth while standing on the rubber. Has to throw the ball out of play. And if he does it again, it'll be an automatic ball for the batter. We saw that loom large last night. That happened ahead of a 3-2 pitch in the ninth inning. It allowed the bases to be walked loaded. That was right before Lawson came on. Runner goes, payoff pitch lined just past the second baseman Smith, who is covering the bag, to his left into center field, a base hit. Anderson will go to third. A well executed hit and run there from Honeycutt and Anderson. The Orioles, or two of the Orioles' top three picks from last year. And Baltimore has their high A affiliate with runners at the corners with one out. Now is just to the left of DeAndre Smith. Had he been a hair late getting over to cover the bag, it would have been right at him and it would have been an inning-ending double play. But sports, especially baseball, a lot of times a matter of inches. That time it benefited the Ironbirds. Runner breaks from first. Pitch is low. Hernandez a knee-high throw down to second base. Runner breaks from third, and he scores standing up. Bad decision there by Ronald Hernandez to throw down. Brooklyn was not prepared for the runner at third. Anderson to break for the plate. A double steal, including a swipe of home. And Aberdeen has a 1-0 lead. Get the aggressiveness there from Hernandez to try and get that runner. But needed to be aware of the runner at second base. A runner at third base, I should say. So the 1-0 to Griff O'Farrell. And he takes downstairs. It's two balls and no strikes. Hall struggling to find the zone here early. Was the case as well for the Brooklyn bullpen last night. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. O'Farrell had an 8-game on base streak to start the year, snapped yesterday. The 2-0 off the glove of Hernandez outside. And it goes all the way to the backstop. 3-0 the count on O'Farrell. And a Honeycutt will advance to third on what should be a passed ball. So a tough start tonight behind the plate for Ronald Hernandez. as the Cyclones now have to bring the infield in with a runner at third and one out. Actually, Brooklyn will not bring the infield in at all. And they're going to give up the run for an out here. The 3-0 pitch at the knees is strike. And the count now 3-1. O'Farrell hitting at 194, 7 for 36. No homers, 4 RBI. Over 5 yesterday. The 3-1. There's, looked like it hit the outside corner. Doesn't get the call from Pritchett. And another walk, and Aberdeen has runners at the corners. So a tough start tonight for Noah Hall, as he's already walked a pair. And Hernandez out to talk with the right-hander. Just 6 of his first 17 pitches have been strikes. Long conversation between Hernandez and Hall. Certainly was a borderline pitch on that 3-0 offering. And now here is Austin Overn, who did not play last night. Overn, the Orioles' third-round pick last year out of USC, DeAndre Smith's old college teammate. Overn, 6 for 21 at the plate. 2 homers, 3 RBI. This is first game since last Thursday. It's the weekend portion of the series against Jersey Shore. Throw over to first. And O'Farrell dives back. This is an Aberdeen team that loves to run. We saw them very aggressive last night. In many ways, too aggressive last night. Some blunders on the bases in the 7th and 8th innings. Especially when you consider the rally in the 9th may have hampered Ironbird's comeback ability yesterday. Runner breaks from first. Pitches inside. Hernandez throws down again. And this time, no, the ball is dropped by Barrow. Runner safe at second. And now Honeycutt scores from third. Barrow had the baseball. The runner at second would have been out. O'Farrell. But Barrow dropped it on the slide. Honeycutt had held at third base. Did not break until after Barrow applied the tag. And a couple of throwdowns to second base allow Aberdeen to take a 2-0 lead. A rough start to the night for Brooklyn defensively. The pitch. And Overn takes inside and the count 2-0. It'll be a double steal. And Hall again went to his mouth. While standing on the rubber, that is his second warning, and so the count is now 3-0. Right now, the Cyclones, I don't know if the end of last night's game carrying over, but a rough start to the night for Brooklyn. 3-0, high ball 4. So that already the third walk of the night for Hall. He's already up near 20 pitches and would not be shocked to see Brooklyn's bullpen up and going in a matter of moments. Jordan Krause finally going to come out of the third base dugout to have a talk with Hall, who has thrown just 6 of his first 20 pitches for strikes. So Aberdeen with 2 on and 1 out. Started so well. Hall got the leadoff man Estrada to ground out to second, but a walk, a stolen base, or rather a walk, a hit and run. A double steal, a passed ball, a walk, another double steal, and another walk. With an automatic ball thrown in there as well. So Krause comes out and has a talk with the right-hander Hall. As Leandro Arias will be the batter. Arias hitting at 387. No homers, 7 RBIs, 12 for 31 at the plate. Variety Hall at the letter is the pitch, and Arias swings away, interestingly enough, here, and fouls it into the third base seat, 0-1. That's something I'll never understand in the game these days, is the willingness to give the green light every time after pitchers struggle to find the zone. We saw it last night with Eduardo Herrera out of the bullpen. We see it here with Arias swinging against Hall, who had thrown just 6 of his first 21 pitches for strikes. Why would you give a pitcher a free strike and help give them their confidence back? Make them throw you a strike. The 0-1. And Arias swings and pops it in the air. Out in a shallow right. Mercado out. So is Smith coming on the right fielder. Benj will make the catch down by his waist. He'll throw all the way into third as the runner at second. O'Farrell bluffs the tag. And so the runners stay put, two out. That's exactly what I mean. Hall had thrown a bevy of pitches in a row out of the zone. As a matter of fact, had thrown really seven of his last eight pitches out of the strike zone. And Arias gives him a strike. Next pitch swings away again. Had to be a little more conscious with a one-strike count. And Brooklyn now will out away from getting out of further trouble here. Brings up Jake Cunningham. And he takes a strike at the knees, the count 0-1. Cunningham last night, 1-for-2, a couple of walks, a stolen base, a sacrifice fly. That was the last run Aberdeen scored in the ninth inning. 4-for-19 at the plate, a homer, 5 RBIs. The one-strike pitch, swing and a miss. Cunningham out in front of the changeup. That's really the first time we've seen that from Hall tonight. A changeup, one of Hall's best pitches. O'Farrell at second, Overn at first. This is about to be Hall's 26th pitch of the inning. The 0-2. Low, it's a ball and two strikes. Tried the slider that time, did Hall. Cunningham, former fifth-round pick out of UNC Charlotte. Dealt with a quadriceps injury last year that hampered him early in the season. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the pitch, down and away. Went to the changeup that time, did Hall. And a strikeout retires the side and ends the inning. But a bumpy start for Brooklyn in the field. Two runs, one hit, two men left. At the end of one, it's 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of 2 or 4, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the second inning, Brooklyn offense trying to get in gear. Aberdeen out to an early 2-0 lead in this one. Jesus Baez, Ronald Hernandez, DeAndre Smith. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Braxton Bragg able to get around some trouble in the top of the first after Reimer had a base hit and Eli Serrano nearly got one over the head of Jay Cunningham out in left field. Jesus Baez 0-for-4 last night in his season debut. And Bragg doing the same thing that Hall did in the bottom of the first, went to his mouth while standing on the rubber. So he had to throw the ball out of the play. That is his first warning. And the next time it'll be an automatic ball on the batter. See that happen a lot more this time of year, especially early in the season in the cold weather as Baez takes low for ball one. Guys blowing on their hand, trying to find a way to get a better feel of the baseball, better grip. In this chilly, numbing weather, the 1-0. Baez gets it off the screws, chops it over the mound, charging in the second baseman, O'Farrell. And the former College Gold Glove Award winner able to make the play and retire Baez for the first out of the second inning. So one up, one down, brings up Ronald Hernandez. Hernandez 0-for-3 last night, walked and stole a base, made the Game-ending play over at first base last night. A diving stop with a tying run at third. And then winning the race to the bag to end the ballgame. 4-for-23 at the plate. A double and 5 RBI. First pitch of the switch hitter. Slapped down the left field line. Foul. And the count 0-1. Aberdeen tonight wearing the powder blue uniforms. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a orange border. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hernandez pulled his head out on the changeup. And the count 0-2. Vested jerseys there for Aberdeen, so no buttons down the middle. Pull over top. White pants down to the ankles for Bragg. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on a back foot breaking ball. Third strikeout tonight for Braxton Bragg. He's retired the first two hitters in each of his first two innings. And now it is the second baseman, DeAndre Smith, who had off last night. DeAndre on Sunday, 1-for-4, had the biggest hit of the game, really. A 3-run bases-clearing double in the bottom of the first. And Brooklyn's victory also stole a base and scored a run in that ball game. The pitch. And Smith takes a fastball high, 1-0. 5-for-21 at the plate. A double and 3 RBIs has reached in all 7 games he's played this season. Bragg sets at the waist. The 1-0. And Smith fouls it between the legs of the catcher, Anderson. The count, a ball and a strike. White pants all the way down just above the ankles for Bragg. White socks, black and white Nike cleats. Buried into the stadium mound. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill. With the orange crab silhouette logo on the front. The 1-1. Back to the screen, it's 1-2. Even though the Ironbirds, their mascots are birds, planes, talking about the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., the original owner and founder of this franchise. This is hometown of Aberdeen, Maryland. 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike 3 call. Got him on 92 away. And an impressive start for Braxton Bragg, his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. He's punched out 4 through 2. We'll pick up that thought when we come back to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fees are minimums and no overdraft fees. Banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop-down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the bottom of the second. Brooklyn behind a 2-0. Noah Hall, 27 pitches in the first. He's back to work here in the second. Anudis Mordana, Jalen Vasquez, Aaron Estrada, 8-9-1 in the inning. Hall trying to bounce back after a bumpy first here tonight. So here is Anudis Mordana lead things off in the inning. Mordan did not play last night. First pitch to him, a fastball at the letters, 92 on the gun. No balls and one strike. Mordan, right-handed batter. 20 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He takes downstairs and away. It's 1-1-1. Mordan, 2-for-19 at the plate to start the year. No extra base hits and an RBI. Last played on Sunday, went 1-for-5. One one, swing and a miss. Good two-seamer down in the zone there from Hall. And he's ahead of ball and two strikes. Brooklyn tonight wearing the royal blue alternates once again. Brooklyn in silver script across the chest. The 1-2 struck him out swinging. Change up again away. Second strikeout tonight for Hall. His second in a row. And the leadoff man retired for the second straight inning. One out for Jalen Vasquez. But Brooklyn in silver script across the chest. Silver numerals front and back with an orange border. Gray pants down to the ankles for Hall. With blue piping along the side. The first pitch here to switch hitting Vasquez. Or actually rather lefty hitting Vasquez. Taken up and away. 1-0. Vasquez 4 for 21 at the dish to start the year. No homers, 5 RBI. 1 for 3 on Sunday. A double, 2 runs batted in. Has reached in each of his last 5 games. 1-0. Vasquez takes a fastball strike. 91 away that time. The count 1-1. Righty deals, and Vasquez fouls that one back. And it's 1-2 now. A gray pants all the way down below the ankles for Hall. Black and white Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. The pitch, Vasquez lays a bunt down. Third base side of the pitcher's mound. Hall picks it up, fires sidearm to first. And Vasquez retired. That was an interesting choice there from Jalen Vasquez. 1-2 count, laid a bunt down. Didn't get it far enough towards the third base line. Hall able to pick it up in front of the third base side of the hill. And Noah doing a great job fielding his position. Throws out Vasquez, first two retired here in the second. Back to the top of the lineup, Aaron Estrada, who grounded out to second in his first trip. Takes up and away for ball one. Estrada entering play today, 7-game hitting streak, 12 for his last 30. Hall steps back, taps his toe, now comes home. And Estrada fouls it back over the roof of the stadium, 1-1. Orioles, number 21 prospect by Baseball America, number 16 by MLB Pipeline, was one of the youngest players on an opening day roster this season. Won't turn 21 until next January. As Estrada takes high, 2-1 the count on the Ironbirds third baseman. Had a great season last year in the Carolina League, came up, joined Aberdeen for the final 30 some odd games of the campaign. The pitch, and Estrada takes inside. It's now 3-1. As a member of the Orioles spring breakout team, Carolina League All-Star a year ago, the 3-1. Estrada flips one to short, coming in Barrow, and he'll make the catch by the heel of his glove on that sinking line drive to close out Hall's first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Really strong bounce back second frame from Noah Hall. Exactly what he needed. Retires the side on 13 pitches. After 2, Aberdeen 2. Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
What a great start for Braxton Bragg. Just 25 pitches, 4 strikeouts. Has faced 1 over the minimum through the first 2 innings here tonight. As Starling Mercado, Diego Mosquera, Boston Barrow, 8-9-1 due up against the righty here in the top of the third. Justin Rock with you here on a chilly Wednesday night here in Aberdeen, Maryland. So glad you could be with us here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Right now, the weather at 51 degrees. Real Field, though, bringing it closer to 40 with the wind. Brings up is Starling Mercado. He'll lead off here in the bottom of, or rather, top of the third. Mercado playing for the first time since game one on Saturday. This one ripped in the air, deep left field, back into his right. Cunningham reaches out over his head, and on the warning track in front of the Brooklyn bullpen, takes away extra bases from Mercado for the first out of the inning. That is the second really good running grab by Jay Cunningham we've seen tonight, as Mercado stung it well to the opposite field. But Cunningham able to run down the 102-mile-an-hour line drive. So one out for Diego Mosquera, who had a weird only at bat last night. First pitch he sees low 1-0. Mosquera came on pinch hit for Rafael Ortega in the eighth inning. And he saw only one pitch in the game last night, and he didn't even swing at it. The 1-0. Mosquera rips one right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Over and over to cut it off. Mosquera thinking two. Over and throws in the throw. The tag. Safe. Mosquera got underneath the tag to the third base side of second. And he's in there with a hustle double with one out. There's Mosquera's first extra base hit of the season. It's a good throw in by Overn, but Mosquera slid head first to the third base side of the pillow. Arias trying to keep the tag on him, but Mosquera able to get underneath it. And a couple of well-stung balls to start the third. Brooklyn with a runner at second and one out for Boston Barrow at the top of the lineup. But Mosquera came up last night with runners at the corners and two out in the eighth inning. As Barrow takes one low, it's 1-0. Runner from first broke to steal second base. Mosquera took the pitch, and he was called out. Not the runner, but Mosquera. They ruled him out for obstruction, interfering with the throw down to second base. And so Mosquera ruled out, and the inning was over. As Barrow takes up and away 2-0, it was a crucial juncture, especially when you consider how the game ended up last night with Brooklyn holding on by one run. But that was the second time we saw that called last night by the home plate umpire, Frank Jones, who called it against Aberdeen on a play at third earlier in the ballgame. Barrow swings away and fouls it into the glove of Anderson. It's 2-1. Twilight sky here in Aberdeen. Lights are on. No clouds around the entirety of the ballpark, right across the horizon. The 2-1. Barrow steps in the bucket, fouls it off into the mitt of Anderson. It's 2-2. But Bragg, a right-hander, number 34 prospect out of the Orioles organization by Baseball America. Fangraphs is really high on him. They have him as the Orioles' number 16 farmhand. 2-2. Barrow in the air, deep down the left field line, but curling well foul. And it remains at 2-2. Former eighth-round pick out of Dallas Baptist. Guy was a really good field to spin the baseball. It's good riding life on the fastball as well. 2-2. Barrow in the air right at the second baseman. O'Farrell throw back to second base. Double play. Inning over. It was a line drive right at O'Farrell. Mosquera took too big of a secondary lead. Tried to scramble back but could not. And a 4-6 double play brings an end to the third inning. So Brooklyn gets a man in scoring position, hits three line drives in the frame, but unable to cash in and bring the minimum to the plate. No runs, one hit, and nobody left on base. We head to the home third. 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benge, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the third, 2-3-4, new up for Aberdeen, Anderson, Honeycutt, O'Farrell. Brooklyn trailing 2-0 on this Wednesday night. Glad to have you with us here in Maryland. First pitch from Noah Hall, and Anderson out in front. Can't hold up his swing. No balls and one strike. Anderson walked in his first plate appearance. Came around to score on a double steal. That's how Aberdeen scored both of their runs tonight. As this fouled off in the box. And the count 0-2. Twilight sky tonight here in Aberdeen. Infield shifted for the lefty batter to pull. The 0-2 pitch is a changeup missing low. Anderson able to lay off. It's a ball and two strikes. Anderson, switch hitter from the left-hand side. 61st overall pick last year out of Virginia. And what an awkward-looking swing there by Anderson. Trying to hit that changeup with down-and-away life. And Anderson looking foolish as Hall picks up another strikeout. So Hall with his third K. Really nice job by Noah bouncing back after some command issues to start the night. He's retired six in a row now. Now bring up Vance Honeycutt. As the only hit of the ball game tonight for Aberdeen takes a strike, it's 0-1. Honeycutt a single, a stolen base, a run scored in this ball game. Actually, two stolen bases at that. Wags that bat behind his head as Hall gets the sign, the 0-1. And Honeycutt a foul tip off the glove of Hernandez. It's 0-2, the number 22 overall pick last year out of North Carolina. An incredible college career in Chapel Hill, the 0-2. Fouled off the glove of Hernandez. It remains no balls and two strikes. Base is empty, one out, 2-0 Aberdeen, bottom of the third. Funny, Honeycutt, seven game on base streak. He's the first Power Four conference player in history to finish his career with 60 or more homers, and 70 or more steals. The 0-2, Honeycutt again a foul ball, this time off the mask of Hernandez. And that hit him with such force that Hernandez had his momentum carry him back for a second. So the home plate umpire, Pritchett, will walk the ball out to the mound to give Hernandez some time to recuperate. We'll also wipe some dirt off the dish. Ahead of an 0-2 to Honeycutt. The 0-2. Up and away, 1-2. Honeycutt, not only a great ball player, he was a great student at North Carolina as well. He was the first UNC player ever to be named to the All-America first team as a player. And the all-academic first team as well. As Honeycutt takes down and away 2-2. So not only was he one of the best players in the country, he's one of the best student-athlete baseball players in the country last year as well. Getting it done on the field and in the classroom. As time called. As Hall steps off. And they're going to say Hall went to his mouth again while his foot was on the rubber. It's an automatic ball. Hall standing around with his arms at the sides trying to look at any umpire for an explanation. He doesn't understand the call. You can hear the Brooklyn dugout chiming out to the home plate umpire saying, what's he supposed to do? So the count's now 3-2 on Honeycutt. And he swings and misses strike three. Well, an extra ball, no problem for Hall. As he picks up another punch out. Two down now in the third inning. Just challenged Honeycutt with a fastball, and he came up empty. Fourth strikeout tonight for Hall. He's retired seven in a row. And now it's Griff O'Farrell who walked in his first plate appearance. Noah from the first base side, and this is a big Baltimore chop towards second base. Smith waiting for it to come down. Throw to first is going to be late. Mercado couldn't make the play. That is the second time we've seen Aberdeen take advantage of a play like that in the first 12 innings of this series. I mean, that ball bounced off of home plate and ricocheted up in the air like it was one of those pink super bounce balls he used to play stoop ball with as a kid. I mean, that ball went about, I don't know, maybe 60 feet in the air. And DeAndre Smith was just standing there right near second base waiting for it to come down. And O'Farrell, good speed. No chance to get him. Saw that produce a run for Aberdeen last night as Austin Overn takes a strike 0-1. So that's how the stretch of seven in a row retired by Hall comes to an end. On a ball that went about 2 inches but bounced about 60 feet into the sky. The 0-1 taken high. It's 1-1. I wonder a little bit if the ball is maybe wound a tad bit more tightly this season. We've seen the offensive numbers so far this season a little bit up to start the season, especially in this weather from the last couple of years. The 1-1. Strike on the inside corner, 1-2. And I'm sure the turf has a lot to do with it in terms of those big, big chops high into the sky. I just don't recall seeing that at all, whether it be Brooklyn, Aberdeen, Hudson Valley, any of the other turf fields in this league over the last couple of seasons. It's happened twice in less than two full games. 1-1, 2-out, 1-2 coming. And Hall throws over, and O'Farrell dives back safely. Brooklyn, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left one. Aberdeen, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have stranded two. Over in the former USC Trojan, lefty batter with an open stance. The 1-2 from Noah. Runner goes, and Overn pulls it foul. Up the first baseline, we'll do it again. Overn, an outstanding athlete. Was actually a two-sport player at USC. Early in his college career, actually spent his first semester on campus as a wide receiver on the football team. Gave that up going into his sophomore season, focused on baseball full-time. Was a draft-eligible sophomore a season ago. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Dialed up the fastball high and tight at 92. Hall strikes out three in the inning, and he's now punched out five here tonight. What a job by Noah Hall these last couple of innings. He's retired eight of the last nine he's faced. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Brooklyn trailing 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Here in Maryland, Brooklyn trailing by a pair. Benj Reimer Serrano, the rescheduled to bat in the inning. Braxton Bragg back to work. Gave up some hard hit balls consistently for the first time all night, although he faced the minimum in the third. Ben struck out swinging in his only at bat, attacks the first pitch, hits it on the ground to short. To his right, Arias, and a high throw to first, and Mordaunt's foot came off the bag. Ben hustling all the way, and he's safe. Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. Great hustle by Ben on a seemingly routine ground ball to short. Mordaunt trying to stretch as far as he could to reel it in, but his foot came off the bag, and we'll see how that one is scored, but Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard for Jacob Reimer. Singled in his only at-bat tonight. It will go down as an error. Throwing error against the shortstop as Reimer fouls it off. And the count 0-1. We'll have our Coney Combos trivia question of the night coming up in the top of the fifth inning. But I got to give credit to the great folks at Cespedes Barbecue. Over to first, and Bench dives back, and they're going to call a balk on the pitcher because they're going to say Mordaunt was not close enough to first base holding on the runner. Mordaunt was standing about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches in front of the first base bag. Honestly, the only reason I was able to remember about that rule is because we saw it happen in the Mets-A's game on Sunday in Oakland, or not in Oakland, in Sacramento. So a balk is called because the first baseman, Mordaunt, was not playing close enough to the bag. This is a jam shot off the hands to third. Fielded to his left by Estrada. And a strong throw gets Reimer for the first out of the inning. But Bench, good base running on that ground ball that pulled the third baseman away from the bag. Knew no one was covering the base, so able to advance to third with less than two out for Eli Serrano the third. But yeah. Saw that on Sunday and saw Gary Cohen and Ron Darling in the Mets booth talk about how they did not think it was a balk at third base. It's something you see get called a lot more often at first base, which is exactly what happened here in this inning as Serrano takes one inside for ball one. That's how the Mets scored one of their runs as they pulled away on Sunday. Serrano takes one up and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Infield in about halfway for Aberdeen. Looking to cut off the run at third. Braggs 2-0. And Serrano fouls it back 2-1. But we were talking about the folks at Cespedes Barbecue coming up with a great trivia question. That will not be our official trivia question tonight, but I'm going to bring it up anyway because it's so darn good. 2-1. Inside corner, a strike. It's 2-2. I've already sent it on to my friends, texting them in between innings to get their thoughts. And I had to use the Major League Baseball research portal to find the answer to this because you'd never get it in a million years. 2-2. Off the hands and into the concourse. Remains two balls and two strikes, but from our friends Jake and Jordan at Cespedes Family Barbecue, Spencer Strider has the highest career starter Ks per nine in Major League history, minimum 50 starts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Oh, no. The ball could not be squeezed by Anderson. And so Serrano stays alive. Break for Brooklyn with less than two out. But Spencer Strider, the highest career starter K per nine in Major League history, minimum 50 starts at 13.5. Who is number two? The 2-2 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Baez on deck. The 2-2 from Bragg. Serrano tries to check his swing but could not. No need for an appeal. The home plate umpire Pritchett rungs him up. And no argument from Serrano as he heads back to the third base dugout. So a big strikeout for Bragg. That's his fifth of the night, his first since the second inning. And now the infield can move back with two out for Jesus Baez. First pitch to him. And Baez takes a fastball strike at 91. And the count 0-1. But I'll let you guess on that one. Who has the second best K per 9 for a starter in Major League history, minimum of 50 starts? The 0-1. Baez on the ground at third. Backing up on it, Estrada. Fields fires sidearm to first. And Baez thrown out by half a step. Good hustle by Jesus up the line. But Estrada makes the play. And Brooklyn held off the scoreboard in the fourth. For the Cyclones, no runs, no hits, an error, one left to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Back to the mound, has pitched real well since the bumpy first inning. Hall dialing up the strikeouts tonight, has retired 8 of the last 9 he's faced. 5 Ks tonight through 3. 6-7-8-2 up for Aberdeen in the bottom of the 4th. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question in the top of the 5th inning. Our official one, that is, as Leandro Arias takes a strike in the count 0-1 on the inside corner. Talking about that, and that great question from Cespedes Barbecue. As that one a foul tip in the count 0-2. Of course, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in. He guesses Babe Ruth. And it is not Babe Ruth. Got to be honest, you look at the top 30 guys on that list, there's not a single guy that I have not seen pitch in my life. Is pulled foul up the first baseline, 0-2. In the modern era of Major League Baseball, since 1901 to 2025, among pitchers, starters with at least 50 starts in their career, the top 30 that have ever are in that list, all of them are pitchers that pitched from 1992 onward. Most of them from 2000 onward. This is a soft ground ball to second. Smith to his right. Off-balance throw and a good dig out by Mercado on the forehand. And Arias retired for the first out of the fourth inning. I'm trying to look at it right now. Who's the oldest pitcher on this list? And it's probably a name that you'd imagine, and it's Randy Johnson. He's the oldest guy in the top 30 all time. Prove how much strikeouts and pitching has gone through the roof in the last number of years as Cunningham takes a strike 0-1, at least in terms of just pure strikeout stuff. As technology has allowed players to access velocities that seemed impossible years ago, as Cunningham takes low 1-1, or more so not necessarily the velocities, but the consistent velocity from everybody you see in baseball these days for the most part. As there's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2, and saw somewhere on social media in the last 48 hours or so, and someone commenting about how 95 is sort of the new 90 in terms of velocity. As that pitch outside, 2-2. And if you're a guy like Noah Hall who throws, a right-hander throws anywhere between 91 and 94, you need to have the ability to throw the kitchen sink at players like Hall does. As that one sails up and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Putting in perspective, and there's only one deceased player among the top 30 in that list. That's how recent everyone is. The 3-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. Sixth strikeout tonight for Hall, paints the outside corner with 90. And there are two out now in the fourth inning. Brings up Benudis Mordaunt. The only player who has passed among the top 30, of course, is the late, great Jose Fernandez, who is sixth on that all-time list. We'll say Strider. How ridiculous has his strikeout numbers been in his career? As Mordaunt takes high 1-0, his strikeout per nine among pitchers with 50 or more starts in their big league career is about two strikeouts more than any other pitcher on that list. The 1-0. At the letters, it's 1-1. Break even. Mordaunt pulls it foul of the third baseline. 1-2, the count on the Ironbirds first baseman. See, trying to find the first pitcher on that list that I can definitively say I did not see throw a pitch in my life, and we're through the top 50, and I can't say anything about it as more. Don swings and misses. Got him on the changeup, down and away, inning over. Seventh strikeout for Noah Hall tonight, and he has really settled in after that tough first inning. Since the start of the second, just one base runner on an infield single. And look at the last 11 outs he has recorded. Only one man has reached base out of the last 12 that have come up to face him. To the fifth, we'll get you the official Coney Combos trivia question when we come back. 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Go to the fifth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour on this Wednesday night. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 2-0. Braxton Bragg back out to work. Ronald Hernandez, DeAndre Smith, and Starling Mercado, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Hernandez struck out in his first at bat tonight. You think about Bragg, four K's in the first two innings. Hall now has more K's than him as we start the fifth, as Hernandez takes outside in the count 1-0. Hernandez, switch hitter from the left-hand side. The kick to 1-0. Hernandez pulls it foul. And the count 1-1 will tell you the answer to that question. We were just talking about from our good friends at Cespedes Barbecue. Have that lead into the official Coney Convo's trivia cue of the night. The 1-1. Inside and low, two balls and a strike, tried a slider that time. But the unofficial question was, Spencer Strider has the best Ks per nine in Major League history among starters with at least 50 starts. Who's second? 2-1. Hernandez slaps it out of play. It's 2-2. We'll go from 16-1 on that list, because number 16 to me is fun because it's related to the Mets right now. I believe that number 16 on that list all time is current Mets reliever Ryan Stanek. Because it is. The 2-2. Inside, a fastball, full count. So Stanek is 16. Randy Johnson is number 15 on that list. Number 14 is Andrew Miller. And you got Max Scherzer, Dylan Cease, and Jacob deGrom. That's 16 through 11. Payoff pitch. And Hernandez pops it in the air, third baseline, racing out the third baseman Estrada. But this one going to land in foul ground, and it remains a full count. So Stanek, Johnson, Miller, Scherzer, Cease, DeGrom are 16 through 11. Yu Darvish, Strasburg, Steven Strasburg, Danny Salazar, Corbin Burns round out the 11th through 20 portion. And the top 10 all-time, where 10 is Robbie Ray, number 9 is Chris Sale, number 8 is Blake Snell, and you got Hunter Green at 7. The late Jose Fernandez at number 6. Freddie Peralta, number 5. Shohei Ohtani is number 4. Tyler Glasnow of the Dodgers is number 3. And that brings us to number 2, separating Strider from the number 3 pitcher, Glasnow. As Hernandez hits one up the middle, past the pitcher. Fielded by the shortstop, Arias even with the bag. And he gets the hustling Hernandez for the first out of the fifth. Brings up DeAndre Smith, number 2. The vaunted Dinelson Lamet. He is second in Major League history among pitchers with 50 or more starts in strikeouts per nine at 11.6. Strider is at 13.5, and he is number 1. You put that in perspective, Lamet is not even in Major League Baseball right now, as Smith, a foul tip into the glove of Anderson at 0-1. I believe he last played on the same Lidom team in the winter as Chris Suero. Aguilas Cebenas. Hope I'm pronouncing that latter name correctly, as DeAndre takes in 1-1. But Lamet had a minor league deal with the Royals at the tail end of last year. Did not pitch in the big leagues with them. As Smith is sharp ground ball up the middle. Backhanded by O'Farrell to his right. Sets and throws out Smith. And there are two down. Two retired. Brings up his Starling Mercado, who was robbed of a base hit on a great running grab by Cunningham in his first at bat. He's 0-1. So now the real Coney Combos trivia question of the night before this top of the fifth comes to a close. First pitch to Mercado, fouled off of the catcher. It's 0-1. But former Cyclones manager Edgardo Alfonso is back with the club this week, helping out with hitting coach Brian Muniz out of town. Kevin Mahala also helping out, the hitting coordinator in the organization, as Mercado takes down an in 1-1. But Fonzie is back, led the Cyclones to their most recent league championship in 2019, the final New York Penn League title ever. The 1-1. And Mercado in the air, left center field, racing into his right over, and he'll make the running grab in the gap. And another great defensive play in the outfield takes away a base hit from Mercado, who has hit the ball hard both times tonight. But Alfonso, in 2000, played in the only All-Star game of his 12-year career. What former Met did Alfonso come off the bench to replace in the 2000 Midsummer Classic? We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the fifth here on a chilly Wednesday night. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 2-0. Pitching the story here early outside of a bumpy bottom of the first. Noah Hall has been exquisite, has retired 11 of the last 12 he has faced. Jalen Vasquez and the top of the Aberdeen lineup here in The bottom of the fifth, Braxton Bragg has already thrown five shutout innings tonight. We wonder if he'll come back out for the sixth. That usually seems to be a stopping point for Ironbird pitchers this early in the season as Vasquez fouls the first pitch of the inning out of play. And the count 0-1. Arconi Combo's trivia question tonight. Former Cyclones manager Edgardo Alfonso back with the team this week, helping out with hitting coach Brian Muniz out of town as the offering to Vasquez misses low, 1-1. Vasquez thrown out on a bunt attempt in his first at-bat. But in 2000, Alfonso played in the only All-Star game of his 12-year career. 1-1 from Hall. Vasquez slashes it foul out of play towards the children's fun zone area, although most of the inflatables not inflated at this portion of the season. Right now, just a tent out there covering some chairs. But what former Met did Alfonso come off the bench to replace in the 2000 Midsummer Classic? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Vasquez pulls it to first off the chest of Mercado, but he'll recover, pick it up, and beat Vasquez to the bag for the first out of the fifth inning. Well, we already have a correct answer. It's never a doubt. The Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with the correct answer. But we'll give you the official answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. For me, it's very cool. I was a big Alfonso fan growing up. Inside corner, a strike to Aaron Estrada. He's 0 for 2. A ground out to second, a line out to short in this ballgame. Sort of an unsung hero in Mets lore as Estrada out in front of a tailing changeup. It's 0-2. It's honestly surprising you look at his stats. His last major league season came when he was 32 years old. The 0-2 pitch, and Estrada fouls it off of the catcher Hernandez. It remains at 0-2. Was an All-Star in 2000. Was a Silver Slugger Award winner in 1999. And really just his numbers did not carry over once he left the Mets as this one pulled on the ground at first, fielded right on the back by Mercado, who was coming in to make a play on it. Doesn't get much easier than that for a Starling. And a couple of grounders to first here in the fifth. Two down now for Ethan Anderson, who has walked and struck out. Alfonso, whenever I think of it, Gardo, the first play that comes to mind for me is the grand slam he hit in Arizona. In the playoffs, 1999, as Anderson takes a strike, 0-1. That was like one of my first real vivid playoff memories of any sport. Fouled back, 0-2. Memories of the Jets' playoff run in the 98 NFL season. A little bit of the Knicks, but some of my most vivid memories of watching playoff sports prior to the age of 10 was that 99-2000 Mets run as Anderson takes up and away 1-2. And still remember sitting in the old family living room in Closter, New Jersey, watching Todd Pratt hit that walk-off home run against Matt Manti in Arizona as Anderson takes down and in 2-2, and wondering if Steve Finley was going to come down with that baseball in center, and thought he did until Chris Berman finally let out that it was gone. The 2-2 fouled out of play behind the netting and out of the stadium as well. Fittingly enough, Alfonso was once traded for Steve Finley at the tail end of his career. Traded from the Giants, I think, to the Angels. I just remember being stunned at the drop-off for Alfonso. Signed with the Giants prior to the 03 season. And by 2007 was out of the major leagues. He kept playing for many years after. Independent ball, overseas. 2-2. Popped up in the infield. Everybody converging. Boston Barrow, the shortstop, waves everybody off on the green shaded turf on the first base side. A second in between the pitcher's mound and the bag. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. And if that's the last pitch Noah Hall throws tonight, he deserves a lot of credit for his mental fortitude with the way this game started. You look at it from one out, runners on in the first inning, has allowed just one base runner over the course of the final 14 outs he's recorded at least so far here tonight. We go to the sixth, 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance. What? Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastballs.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lauren.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Braxton Bragg is indeed back out for the top of the sixth inning. Usually see the Orioles keep the inning and pitch count down for arms early in the season, maybe because Bragg is a bit of an older arm for the Ironbirds in this opening rotation, allowing him to go a little bit deeper into this ballgame. He's only thrown 60 pitches through five. Mosquera, Barrow, and Benj, 9-1 and 2, due up for Brooklyn in the sixth. And the first pitch from Bragg to Mosquera is a called strike. It's 0-1. One strike pitch, Mosquera line drive towards right center and over the leaping glove of O'Farrell, another base hit. So Diego Mosquera, a multi-hit night, as two of Brooklyn's three hits, two of the game's five knocks overall. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for Boston Barrow in the top of the lineup. Runner takes his lead. First pitch to Barrow, taken down and in. And the count 1-0. Righty's 1-0. And this skied in the air down the left field line. This will get out of play. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Barrow has struck out and lined out into a double play so far tonight. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. I'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning as Barrow yanks it foul up the first baseline, 1-2. Former Cyclones manager Edgardo Alfonso back with the team this week, helping out with hitting coach Brian Muñiz out of town in 2000. Alfonso played in the only All-Star game of his 12-year career. What former Met did Alfonso come off the bench to replace in the Midsummer Classic? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Bonus points if you could name who took over for Alfonso later in that game. The 1-2. And Barrow sends it back out of play. It was funny. He was researching Braxton Bragg earlier tonight. And Bragg, rising arm in this Orioles system, off to a great start here tonight. And really the season overall. But when I tried to find information about him, I got results for a different guy. Throw over to first and diving back safely. And they're going to call another balk on the pitcher because Mordan is not playing on the first base back. Mordan is playing by the cutout in front of first base. And Bragg keeps throwing over there because Mordan is in the vicinity of first base, but he's not on the bag holding on the runner. And so it's called for a second time tonight. Say it's probably about 5-6 inches or maybe long further than that. Away from the bases. Barrow takes one on the inside corner. Strike three looking. 94 on the inside corner. And Bragg has another strikeout. That's his sixth. One out in the inning for Carson Benj, who's 0-2, has struck out and reached on an error in this ball game. But was searching Braxton Bragg, trying to learn a little bit more about the Aberdeen starter tonight, and instead got Google results for a former Confederate general. There's a strike to Banjo and one. Yeah, Braxton Bragg shares the name with an American Army officer from the Second Seminole War and the Mexican-American War, and was then later a Confederate general in the Confederate Army during the Civil War. The 0-1, Bragg deals, and this one chopped on the ground a second. Fielded there by O'Farrell. And Benj thrown out at first as Mosquera advances 90 feet to third. Hit it hard, but right at the second baseman. And so Brooklyn has a runner 90 feet away. But two out now for Jacob Reimer, who's one for two, as the only other Brooklyn base hit besides Mosquera. But the original Braxton Bragg served in the Western Theater during the Civil War. His most important role was commander of the Army of the Mississippi. Is this a broken back ground ball up the middle? To his left, the shortstop, Arias. Fields fires to first, diving into first base is Reimer, and he's not in time. Try to slide in there head first, and Arias able to beat Reimer to the bag with a great throw on a broken bat flare up the middle, and Reimer retired, and Brooklyn strands a runner at third base. For the Cyclones in the inning, no runs, a hit, and one man left. Coney Island Sandbar called the bullpen. New arm coming in. Brooklyn trails 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn trailing 2-0. And Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen. Coney Island Sandbar open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Gone for the first time this season, Ryan Ammons, reinstated off the injured list earlier today. Ammons 6'2", 205 from Easley, South Carolina, 24 years old. Or will be 24 years old tomorrow. So a happy early birthday to Ammons as his first pitch to Vance Honeycutt. Taken low for ball one. What a way to finish the night for Noah Hall. Tired 14 of the last 15 he faced as this pulled up the third baseline foul. And the count 1-1. Final line for Hall tonight. He goes 5 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. 84 pitches, 53 strikes. The 1-1 from the southpaw, and Honeycutt fouls it back to the screen. It's 1-2. Ammons, a member of the Mets' spring breakout roster this year. Missed the first week and a half or so of the season on the IL. Last year was great for the Cyclones' bullpen in the second half, a 3-0 record, a 1.33 ERA in 14 games. Just 6 hits allowed in 20 and a third innings. The pitch. Check swing did Honeycutt offer, and they say the ball grazed off the bat, was caught by Hernandez, and so it's a foul tip strikeout for Ammons to start his 2025 season. An immediate call there from the home plate umpire, Pritchett. And so one out in the sixth inning, but I got to continue to give props to Noah Hall. That was a really rough stretch of four batters in the first inning. Really struggled to throw the ball over the plate. A couple of runs scored on double steals. Things out of his control. As Griffo Farrell, the batter, for his pitch to him. A called strike with a fastball 0-1. It's Ammons, a former Clemson Tiger, taking on another former ACC foe in Virginia's Griffo Farrell. Quietly had a great career at UVA, the 0-1. Off the end of the bat, out of play, 0-2. So let's get you the Coney Combos trivia question answer before I keep waxing poetic and we forget to give you the answer to the question here tonight, which I'm sure I've done at least once in my tenure here. High, a ball and two strikes. But Edgardo Alfonso, the former Cyclone skipper, back with the team this week, helping out with Brian Muniz out of town. 2000, Alfonso played in the only All-Star game of his career. What former Met did Alfonso come off the bench to replace in that Midsummer Classic? As O'Farrell backs out of the way of a slider dripping inside, it's 2-2. Of course, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howled in with the correct answer. And former Met, the 2-2. Off the hand, softly on the ground a second. Coming on Smith, quick transfer and throw gets O'Farrell for the second out. So two down now in the sixth inning. Brings up Austin Overn, who has walked and struck out. But the answer, former Met Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent was the starting second baseman in the 2000 All-Star game, representing the Giants. Alfonso came on for him in the top of the fifth. Fouled out against a former Met and Jason Isringhausen in the bottom of the fifth. And struck out in his only other at-bat against Tim Hudson in the bottom of the eighth. Lefty on lefty. Overn shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike. It's 0-1. But Alfonso was double switched out in the bottom of the eighth. Trevor Hoffman came on. And Jose Vidro, former Montreal Expo, was the one who replaced Alfonso in that game, the 0-1. And Overn gets it off the hand. And did it hit the knob of the bat? No, they say it just hit the hand. Gilbert Gomez asking if he swung, and the appeal down to the base umpire, Jones, says he did. And Overn still feeling some pain in his right hand. He was hit in the hand with the pitch, but on appeal to the base umpire, Jones, they say Overn could not check his swing, and so it is a strike even though the pitch hit him. Ryan Gall, the manager and third base coach, down to take a look at him, as is the trainer, Torrey Atencio, out of the first base dugout. Overn appears to be all right, but a painful way to pick up strike number two. But our answer, Jeff Kent, and again back to Noah Hall, who had a tough beginning to this ballgame after getting the leadoff man four straight, reached a couple runs scored on double steals in that first inning. Out with some automatic balls because he kept on going to his mouth while standing on the rubber. Battled back and pitched with purpose. The 0-2 up and away, a ball and two strikes. But Hall, after the walk to Overn in the first, retired 14 of the last 15 he faced. The only man who reached was O'Farrell on a literal definition of a Baltimore chop in the infield. The 1-2. Just a bit outside. Good pitch there from Ammons ahead in the count. It's now even 2-2. Bases empty. Two out. Bottom six. 2-0 Aberdeen. A set at the belt. Here's the 2-2. On the outside corner. Strike three called. Welcome back to Brooklyn. Ryan Ammons. A couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Aberdeen goes in order. We head to the top of the seventh. Heart of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. They trail by a pair, 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Ayo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Braxton Bragg is going to come back out here for the seventh inning. Thrown 70 pitches through six here tonight. Eli Serrano, Jesus Baez, Ronald Hernandez, the three to face him. We're talking about unfortunate name similarity between Bragg and an old Confederate general who shared the same name, Braxton Bragg. That's who Fort Bragg in North Carolina was originally named for, by the way. The original Braxton Bragg, the Confederate general, was renamed to Fort Liberty in 2023. As Eli Serrano takes a strike at the knees, 0-1, it was reverted back to Fort Bragg in 2025 under the new presidential administration, but not in honor of the Confederate general Braxton Bragg, but instead in honor of Roland L. Bragg. The 0-1, Serrano gets it off the hands, it's 0-2. My guess is Mama and Papa Bragg did not know about that name similarity when he was born. The 0-2 pitch. Serrano, a soft ground ball up the first baseline, picked up by Mordaunt, and then takes a step onto the back. And Serrano retired. He's now 0 for his last 16 at the plate. And so the leadoff man retired here in the seventh brings up Jesus Baez. What a start this has been for Braxton Bragg, who is still yet to give up an earned run this season, and now over 15-plus innings. Baez 0 for 2, couple of ground balls tonight. First pitch off the screws to the right. And the count 0-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League tonight here in the top of the seventh. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the east. Couple of games have gone final. One of them was a matinee in Georgia. The 0-1. And Baez in the air down the right field line. A souvenir, it's 0-2. But Asheville pitching a one-hit shutout today against Rome, a 2-0 win. This after they lost 15-0 last night. Alejandro Nunez went deep. There's one on the outside corner. Strike three called. Baez frozen on the off-speed. Another strikeout for Braxton Bragg. That's his seventh. And two out now for Ronald Hernandez with the bases empty. Alejandro Nunez went deep, as did Joseph Sullivan. Cyclones will be in Asheville the first full week of May. Just one hit in that game for Rome. A swing and a miss there by Hernandez. It's 0-1. Trying to figure out when that only base hit happened to see how long the no-hit bid went. The 0-1, swing and a miss, fooled inside at 87, it's 0-2. And the base hit for Rome came in the bottom of the fourth inning. Titus Dumitru had the only hit in the game for the Emperors. The 0-2, Hernandez on the ground up the middle. To his right, the second baseman, O'Farrell, backhands off-balance throw to first. And did Mordaunt keep his back heel on the bag? He did as he stretched out towards right field. Nice job on the back end by Mordaunt. Good play by O'Farrell. And Brooklyn goes in order as Bragg completes seven shutout innings on this Wednesday night. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time here in Maryland. 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well, all the Pride Night giveaways, in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Coney Island Sandbar called the bullpen. Ryan Ammons out. Ryan Lambert in on to make another appearance out of the Brooklyn bullpen. The fireballing right-hander from Excelsior, Minnesota. 6'3", 230. Will celebrate his 23rd birthday towards the end of the season in September. Mets eighth round pick last year out of Oklahoma. Last pitched in game two on Saturday afternoon against Hudson Valley. Was charged with a run as a runner he left stranded came around to score in top of the seventh inning. Did pick up the hold in that game. It's allowed just one run on two hits and 3 1/3 this season. No walks, seven strikeouts for the fireballing righty. Fastball, slider, but that two-pitch combo, all Lambert really needs. Both the potential to be plus pitches. That fastball might already be plus. If you look at his pure stuff. Leandro Arias to lead off against the righty here in the seventh. First pitch fouled off the hands and the count 0-1. Arias 0 for 2 tonight. Fly out to right, ground out to second. Final line for Ryan Ammons in this ballgame. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, 2 Ks. 14 pitches, 9 strikes. The 0-1 from Lambeau is high. And it's even 1-1. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Maryland. Still a 2-0 Ironbirds lead. Brooklyn, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 2 hits, an error. They have left 3. 1-1. High, it's 2 balls and a strike. The only 2 hits for Aberdeen on a hit and run by Vance Honeycutt in the bottom of the first. And a Baltimore chop base hit by Griffo Farrell in the third. Those are the only 2 hits tonight for Aberdeen, yet they hold a 2-0 lead. The 2-1, fastball fouled back off the hands. 96 that time from Lambert. And it's even 2-2. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League here tonight. We mentioned two games were already final. The other one down in North Carolina, Greensboro, a 4-0 win over Jersey Shore. As that one sails high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greensboro getting a home run in that ballgame from Shailene Polanco. Long pause for Lambert, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from the righty. Actually, 96 on the gun. The radar out in right center field a tad bit low. 96 makes more sense from the right-hander. And so the leadoff man retired in the seventh brings up Jake Cunningham, who has struck out twice tonight, once looking and once swinging. Righty at the shoulders comes set the third base side of the mound and blows a fastball by Cunningham at 97. It's 0-1. But because of that Greensboro score, Brooklyn needs to win tonight to stay pace with the Grasshoppers atop the North Division. The 0-1. Upstairs, it's a ball and a strike. Everything else in the league still in progress. Top of the eighth right now in Hudson Valley. Renegades a 9-3 lead on Wilmington. Brendan Jones' first home run of the season. Ben Hess, 5 innings, 9 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 unearned run for the Renegades. 1-1. Lewitt by him again away. Swing and a miss, 1-2. 96 again from Lambert there. And he's in the driver's seat, 1-2. End of 6 right now in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Hub City, a 5-4 lead on Bowling Green. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Just dialed up the heat. And pumped it past Cunningham at 98. High watermark tonight for Lambert. And back-to-back strikeouts begin the 7th. 2 down for Anudis Mordaunt. Only other game in the SAL tonight down in Greenville. Winston-Salem, a 4-1 lead on the drive. That one in the bottom of the 7th. Geral Perez, second home run of the year for the Dash. First pitch. And Mordaunt chases a fastball in the dirt. 97 that time from the righty. And it's no balls and 1 strike. Bottom of the 7th. 2-0 Aberdeen here in game 2 of this 6-game series. Looking ahead to the top of the 8th, Brooklyn will have the bottom third of their lineup, Smith, Mercado, and Mascara. 6 straight retired by Braxton Bragg, and there is action in the Ironbird right field bullpen. The 0-1, and another fastball just ripped past Mordaunt. It's 0-2, and right now Lambert is just completely overwhelming these Ironbird hitters. These are some of the latest swings we have seen against Lambert in his young professional career. Hard to believe this is just his 6th career appearance. The set, the 0-2, and he swings and misses strike 3. Ryan Lambert just overpowers Aberdeen in the 7th. 3 up, 3 down, 3 strikeouts, the fastball up to 98. We head to the 8th. 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Well, it doesn't get more dominant than that for Ryan Lambert. 3 up, 3 down, 3 strikeouts, 3 swinging strikeouts, 7 total. Swings and misses in the inning. Only 2 times did someone make contact in that frame. Call to the bullpen presented by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Zane Barnhart, new arm in the game for Aberdeen as Braxton Bragg's day done after 7 extremely quality innings. 7 innings, no runs, 3 hits allowed for the right-hander. No walks, 7 strikeouts, 79 pitches, 61 strikes. Extremely impressive for the young right-hander. DeAndre Smith to face the new arm in the first pitch from Barnhart. A fastball waved at and missed. And the count 0-1, Barnhart dialing that up to 95. Barnhart 5'10", 205. Will turn 23 in May from Towson, Maryland. A swing and a miss at another high fastball, this time at 97. I think Barnhart's picked up a couple of ticks on the fastball since last summer. And the count 0-2. Barnhart was a good reliever for Aberdeen, but I don't remember him having a lively heater like this as he blows away Smith again. Three fastballs, three swings and misses. The latter at 95. And just like that, one out here at the top of the eighth inning. So one down. Now it's a Starling Mercado has flied out to left and center tonight. Barnhart making his fourth appearance of the year. First pitch, and Mercado takes low. Slider that time. It's 1-0. Barnhart, 0-1 record, has allowed two unearned runs on one hit and four and a third innings, one walk, five Ks. Through just one pitch in his last outing on Sunday against Jersey Shore. Mercado a sharp ground ball, and back through the middle, a base hit center field. So Mercado with the fourth hit of the night for Brooklyn. That comes off the bat at 106. The Cyclones will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Diego Mosquera, who has half of the Cyclone hits tonight. He is 2-for-2, a double and a single. A Barnhart last year, a 2.47 ERA with the Ironbirds. Walks were a little bit high, 27 walks, 27 hits, and 43 and two-thirds innings. First pitch outside to Mosquera, and he's ahead 1-0. Barnhart, former 17th round pick out of Hillsdale College in Michigan. The pitch, Mosquera floats one in the air to center. Coming into his left is Overn, and he'll make the catch by the bill of his baby boot cap. And there are two out now in the eighth inning for Boston Barrow. Barnhart moved around a lot early in his life. This is sort of close to home for him. We mentioned his hometown, Towson, Maryland. It really isn't. Towson, Maryland is where he was born. His family, though, when he was born, really lived in eastern Pennsylvania, not too far away from Towson. As this one ripped into left center field by Barrow, back into his right over, and he'll get underneath it to make the grab and end the inning. That's been the case for Brooklyn tonight. They've had a bunch of hard-hit balls in various portions of this ball game. Just Aberdeen defensively has been able to run them down. The latest one by Overn on a 101.3-mile-an-hour line drive. No runs, one hit, one left to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn trails 2-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Ryan Lambert comes back out here for the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to keep this a two-run game into the ninth. 9-1-2, due up for the Ironbirds, Vasquez, Estrada, and Anderson. Seven swings and misses for Lambert out of his 13 pitches in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trailing 2-0 on this Wednesday night. Series continues tomorrow, another 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Brendan Gurton will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow night. Gurton, 0-1 record, a 3.18 ERA. He'll go up against the Orioles. Top 10 prospect, Michael Ferrett, 1-0, a spotless ERA. We'll hit the airwaves 6:50. With the pregame show, 7:05, the first pitch tomorrow night. Jalen Vasquez, 0-for-2 in this ballgame. He'll lead off against Lambert. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Actually, I think that was a changeup that time from Lambert. I don't know if we've ever seen that pitch, but I guess it was the fastball at 94. Looked like it had some drop to it. The 0-1. High heater. At 95, it's a ball and a strike. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here tonight. Starting at the major league level, a tough one today for the Mets on the road in Minnesota. They fall to the Twins 4-3. 1-1. Vasquez gets one in play. Popped up to shallow center. Coming on is Serrano. drifting more towards right center in and to his left. And he'll put it away for the first out of the eighth inning. It was fun, though, here up in the broadcast booth in Aberdeen, listening in to one of the former champions of the Catbird seat, Keith Ratt, alongside Pat McCarthy. Did a great job calling the game, as always, for the Mets. And the Mets came from three runs down, tied it in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch here to Estrada, sails up and away, 1-0. Estrada 0 for 3 tonight. But Alonzo, Winker, then Acuna with base knocks to break up the shutout and ultimately tie the game in the eighth. But Twins won it in the bottom of the 10th. Mets could not deliver in the top of the inning as Estrada fouls it back. It's 1-1. Jesse Winker grounding into a crucial double play with runners at first and second and nobody out. And then three pitches into the bottom of the 10th. Ty France able to dunk one down in front of Tyrone Taylor, trying to play it on a hop. Couldn't field it cleanly as Estrada takes up and away 2-1. And that allowed the Twins to win the ball game, really in large part thanks to a great catch by Harrison Bader during that Mets rally in the eighth. Robbing his former team would have potentially brought home the go-ahead run for the Mets. The 2-1. Estrada serves one down the left field line, hooking foul into the empty group area. Two balls and two strikes. First time all season the Mets have lost back-to-back games. Brett Beatty, another multi-hit game. Seems like things might be turning around for him this season. Bases empty, one out. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fourth strikeout tonight for Lambert. This time on the fastball in at 96. Two out in the bottom of the eighth inning for Ethan Anderson. 0 for 2, a walk, a strikeout, and a flyout. Pop out in this ballgame with Lambert. Up over 20 pitches. Gilbert Gomez going to come out of the third base dugout and make a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. So clearly they wanted to get Lambert up to about 20 pitches here tonight. So he goes an inning and two-thirds, gets a handshake from his 33-year-old skipper. And an effective night for Ryan Lambert. Five up, five down, four Ks. Comes to a close. New arm coming in to try and get the final out of the eighth. Brooklyn trying to keep this a 2-0 deficit into the ninth. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Alfred Vega on to try and get the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Vega, the right-hander. For the Cyclones, currently standing at 6'1", 187, 24 years old, Roberto Plata in the Dominican Republic. He'll come on with the bases empty and two out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll face Ethan Anderson, who's 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Brooklyn in the top of the ninth, slated to bring to the plate the right part of the order, 2, 3, and 4. So Vega now on. His first pitch to Anderson is a slider on the inside corner for a strike. And the count 0-1. Vega making his second appearance of the season with Brooklyn. His third overall, made a cameo at AAA Syracuse earlier this year. Pitch and another slider at the knees, 0-2. Vega threw 2 1/3 scoreless against Hudson Valley last Thursday. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Originally released by the Orioles in November of 2023, was taken by the Orioles in the minor league Rule 5 draft from the Yankees. The 0-2 pitch inside by the shoot tops. It's 1-2. So Vega may be trying to get a little revenge, although he never played for Aberdeen. Spent his one season in the Orioles farm system at Single A Delmarva in 2023. Get you the final line for Lambert after this 1-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chase the slider in the dirt. And the tag applied by Hernandez before Anderson can leave the batter's box. Side retired. So Vega comes on, gets a strikeout. Cleans up an effective night for Ryan Lambert, who went 5-up, 5-down. And we'll head to the ninth inning. Brooklyn needing 2 to tie and 3 to take the lead. It's Aberdeen 2, Brooklyn nothing. To the ninth we go here on this Wednesday night, here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey. Easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Tony Island Sandbar called to the bullpen as Aberdeen tries to close it out in the ninth. It is the left-hander, former LSU standout, Riley Cooper, 6'2", 270, 23 years old from Arcata, California, was the Orioles' 13th round pick 2 years ago out of LSU. Paul Skeens, old college teammate down in Baton Rouge, was also college teammates with former Cyclone Paul Gervais. Carson Bench will face him here in the ninth, as will Jacob Reimer, Eli Serrano. If anyone reaches for the Cyclones, it'll then be Baez and Hernandez. So here is Bench to lead things off. He's 0 for 3 tonight, trying to extend his on-base streak to start the year. Reached on an error his only time on base. And Cooper fires a breaking ball at the knees in the count 0-1. Final line for Zane Barnhart. One inning, no runs, a hit, no walks, and a K. A check swing from Bench did not go on appeal, says Jones. It's even, a ball and a strike. Cooper making his third appearance, no record. Does have a blown save. 3 runs on 6 hits in those 3 1/3. No walk, 6 Ks, the 1-1. And Bench fooled on the sweeping breaking ball. Can't check his swing. It's 1-2. Cooper last pitched on Tuesday night a week ago against Jersey Shore. Gave up a couple of runs on 3 hits. Has allowed at least 1 run in each of his first 2 outings. The 1-2. Bench, a tapper off the end of the lumber, stays alive. Cooper was a big part of LSU's College World Series run in 2023, earned a win, 3 saves in the CWS, started his college career in Arizona before transferring to LSU, following his Arizona head coach, Jay Johnstone. The 1-2 on the inside corner, strike 3 called. Bench down looking on a front door bender at 78. And that is how Aberdeen records the first out of the ninth inning. That will bring up Jacob Reimer, who's 1 for 3 with a base hit in this ballgame. Brooklyn just 4 hits tonight. Aberdeen with 2. Ironbirds haven't had a base hit since the third inning. The lefty deals. And that fastball runs high, 1-0. Brooklyn, on the other hand, does have a base hit. That came last inning. Had base hits and 2 of the last 3 frames, as that one misses down and in. It's two balls, no strikes. Just a couple minutes past the top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. 2-0. And Reimer hammers one deep left field. Forget it. Another one ticketed way beyond the left field fence. This one landing in the Cyclones bullpen. That'll break up the shutout. First home run of the season for Jacob Reimer. And the Cyclones have cut the deficit in half. It's 2-1 with one out in the ninth. A screaming line drive from Reimer, 105.9 off the bat. Don't see a listed distance on how far that baby traveled, but Reimer, a screaming line drive for a home run. And it's a one-run game now in the ninth as Serrano fouls it off in the box. And the count 0-1. So Cooper has now allowed a run in each of his first three outings of the season. Brooklyn needing one more to tie the game, the 0-1. Serrano pulls it foul up the first baseline. And Cooper ahead 0-2. Serrano 0-3 tonight. Lefty works from the third base side. The two-strike pitch. Slider low. And the count 1-2 to Serrano. Justin Rock with you here. Aberdeen 2, Brooklyn 1. Cyclones will not be shut out tonight. 1-2 pitch. Down and away with a slider. It's two balls and two strikes. Jesus Baez represents the go-ahead run. He is on deck. Here's the 2-2. Up and in, a full count. Well, the Aberdeen faithful in the Ironbird first base dugout thought that was strike three. But a pitch a little bit off the corner. And the count now full. Serrano trying to reach as the tying run, the payoff. Up and in, ball four, and Serrano works a walk. A continued chorus of groans from the Ripken Stadium crowd. Brooklyn has the tying run aboard and will bring the go-ahead run to the plate here in the ninth inning. Now we saw the Cyclones have to hang on for dear life in the ninth inning last night. And 24 hours later, that baton passed to Aberdeen. First pitch to Baez, fouled back towards us. And oh, that was a pitch to drive. That was a hanging slider middle up. And Baez was right on it, but sent it straight back. As does the ball coming back down off the roof into the seating bowl. Cooper sets Minor cross step towards first. The pitch. There's a strike at 90 on the outside edge. And Baez behind 0-2. Ronald Hernandez, the switch hitter, waiting on deck. The lefty waits. The two-strike pitch. Baez pops it up. Back behind the plate. Anderson ditches the mask. Onto the warning track right by the screen. And it's literally about 3 inches on the other side of the netting. And into the seats of foul ball. If the netting wasn't there, Anderson would be able to lean into the crowd and made the catch to record the second out. But since that screen is there protecting the fans, unless Anderson was able to punch his way through that checkerboard screen, it was going to be a foul ball. Another 0-2 up and away. Nice stab coming out of his crouch by Anderson. An extremely athletic play to save a wild pitch and keep Serrano at first with a tying run. A run in on the Reimer homer. Serrano walked. He's the tying run at first. 2-1 Aberdeen in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Baez checked his swing. Did he go on appeal? Yes, he did, says the base umpire, Jones. And now Brooklyn's dugout erupts in frustration. And there's two out here in the ninth inning. And Gilbert Gomez walking down from the third base coach's box to make sure Baez doesn't get himself ejected like he did in the ninth inning last night. Now Baez checked his swing. Don't have the best vantage point up here. I thought he went around. Obviously, Brooklyn's dugout thinks otherwise. They have a better view than I do. Certainly close on that check swing as Hernandez takes up and away ball one. The Ironbirds an out away from evening this series at a win apiece. Hernandez 0 for 3 tonight. Batting from the right-hand side for the first time, the 1-0 out in front of the off-speed. And the count 1-1, DeAndre Smith hoping for a chance on deck. 10 past 9 here in the East. Brooklyn down by 1. The 1-1. This is low. And it's 2 balls and a strike on Hernandez. Cooper, the burly left-hander. Long black sleeves on either end of that baby blue top. A look at first the 2-1. Hernandez, bouncing ball to short. Waiting on it there. Arias will go the long way to first base. Get the out there, and the ball game is over. Aberdeen hangs on and wins it. Your final score tonight, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. So Brooklyn's 3-game winning streak comes to a close. A valiant effort from Brooklyn. Some great pitching to close out the ball game. Did not allow a hit from the third inning on. But the Cyclones offense held in check up until Reimer's home run in the ninth. As the Cyclones drop down to 7-4. And will try and regain the edge in this series tomorrow night. We'll take a break when we come back. The unhappy recap for this evening. Aberdeen 2, Brooklyn 1, your final here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. And the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Ripken Stadium. Tough one tonight. The Cyclones fall in a pitcher's duel 2-1. Jacob Reimer broke up his shutout with one out in the ninth, but the Cyclones strand the tying run on base as the Ironbirds even up this series. And a win apiece. Justin Rock with you here with the win. Aberdeen improving to 6-5. Brooklyn dropping it to 7-4 with the loss. And all the offense happened in the bottom of the first inning. Brooklyn in the top of the first got a man on base. Reimer a two-out single after back-to-back strikeout started the ball game for Braxton Bragg. Eli Serrano then hit a deep fly ball to left. Was run down on a great diving snag by Jake Cunningham for the final out of the first inning. And bottom of the first started well for Noah Hall. He got the leadoff man Aaron Estrada to ground out to second on two pitches, but then walked Ethan Anderson on four. And then on a payoff pitch, runner in motion on a hit and run, Vance Honeycutt singled just to the left of the second baseman Smith covering the bag. That allowed Anderson to go first to third, and that put runners at the corners with one out. Honeycutt was off early in the at-bat for Griffo Farrell. Ronald Hernandez threw down his second base, and Anderson broke from third base to the plate. Cyclones were not prepared for it. No throw to the dish. Anderson stole home. Safe at second was Honeycutt on a double steal. That gave Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Another wild toss in the Honeycutt, the O'Farrell at bat. A pass ball allowed Honeycutt to go to third. O'Farrell would ultimately walk on five pitches. And then with Overn at the plate, Austin Overn, that is, same thing happened. O'Farrell broke for second. Hernandez threw down. This time the runner at third, Honeycutt, held initially. Barrow applied the tag but dropped the ball. And that allowed O'Farrell to be safe. And with that, it wasn't until Barrow applied the tag did Honeycutt break for home. And with the ball squirting away from Barrow, Honeycutt able to score. So two double steals allowed Aberdeen to take a 2-0 lead. O'Vern would ultimately walk in that plate appearance. And then Hall really settled down once Arias swung at the first pitch of his at-bat, the six-hole hitter. He then flied out to right. Cunningham would strike out on four pitches to end the inning. And then Noah Hall dominated the rest of the way in the ballgame. After that walk to O'Vern, Hall faced a grand total. Let's see if I can do a quick math here. He faced 15 batters after that walk to O'Vern and the pair of double steals of home. 14 of them were retired. The only base hit he allowed was on the literal definition of a Baltimore chop base hit by Griff O'Farrell, that if the ball was or only went into the air, you know, maybe 30 feet as opposed to what felt like 60 feet. Smith probably throws out O'Farrell at first base, but was not to be the case on that ground ball. Had no impact on that inning. Noah Hall would then strike out Austin Overn to end that frame. And then Brooklyn pitching after that didn't allow another soul to reach base. Between Hall, Ryan Ammons, Ryan Lambert, and Alfred Vega, they combined to retire the last 16 batters Aberdeen sent to the plate in order. And most of those were strikeouts. Eight of those 14 outs were strikeouts as Brooklyn retired the final 14 batters that Aberdeen sent to the plate. Actually, rather, the last eight of the last 16 batters Aberdeen sent to the plate in this ballgame were strikeouts. And Brooklyn had their chances. They would get men on base, but it would not be a multi-runner on base inning. Brooklyn would get a man to second on a double by Diego Mosquera with one out in the third, but then Boston Barrow lined into an inning-ending 4-6 double play. Carson Benge reached on an error at short to start the fourth, took second on a balk, reached third on a Jacob Reimer ground out, but Eli Serrano struck out, and then Jesus Baez grounded out to third to end that rally. Brooklyn put another runner at third in the sixth. A leadoff base hit by Mosquera took second on a balk after a strikeout by Barrow would advance to third on a Benge ground out, but Reimer grounded out to short to end the sixth inning. Brooklyn would get a base hit from Mercado in the eighth. He was stranded at first after a couple of flyouts to center. Then in the ninth, the strikeout starting the inning of Carson Benge by Riley Cooper, but then Jacob Reimer hit a 2-0 pitch into the Brooklyn bullpen and left, made it a 2-1 ball game. Then Eli Serrano walked to put the tying run on, but a strikeout of Jesus Baez on a check swing, and then Ronald Hernandez grounded out to short to end the night as the Cyclones fall by a final of 2-1. Winning pitcher Braxton Bragg, he improves to 2-0, a quality start, 7 innings, no runs, 3 hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts. The tough luck loss to Noah Hall, he drops to 1-1. He was really impressive, 5 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts in the ballgame. One of those runs unearned because of the passed ball in that first inning by Ronald Hernandez. So Hall takes a loss. Riley Cooper is for a save. 1 inning, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 Ks in the ballgame. Final line score, Brooklyn 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Aberdeen 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They left 3. An extremely manageable game time tonight, over an hour shorter than last night's ballgame, 2 hours and 4 minutes. In front of a crowd of 706 here at Ripken Stadium. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say so long on this Wednesday night. Finals across the league, only two to tell you about. Rome shut out by Asheville, a one-hitter for the Tourists this afternoon, 2-0. Greensboro shuts out Jersey Shore, 4-0 tonight. So Brooklyn now a game back of the Grasshoppers in the north. Just gone final in Hudson Valley. Renegades hold off a late charge by Wilmington, 10-7 in that contest. Ben Hess struck out 9 over 5 innings, his first professional victory. Games in progress. Hub City, a 5-4 lead on Bowling Green, bottom of the 8th, bottom of the 9th. Greenville trailing Winston-Salem 5-2. Mets affiliate scoreboard today, Tough one for the Mets. They fall in 10 to the Twins, 4-3. They had rallied from three runs down in the eighth to tie. Triple-A Syracuse rained out. They'll try and make it up on Friday against Buffalo. Double-A Binghamton, top of the ninth inning, trailing Reading. Phillies affiliate 7-4. Francisco Alvarez, after getting hit in the hand of the pitch last night, back in the lineup today, 1-for-4, a couple of RBIs, and a walk in that ball game. Jet Williams has a double and an RBI in that contest as well. Ryan Clifford, an RBI, too. Nick Morabito, a pair of doubles in that contest for the Rumble Ponies. And Single-A St. Lucie, a winner tonight. They beat the Tampa Tarpons. Yankees affiliate 5-1. A.J. Ewing coming up with a couple of RBIs, a double, a triple. Three-hit game for him. Kevin Villavicencio, two hits. Nate Dome, five innings of one run, one hit ball. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye on this Wednesday evening. Couple of matinee games today. Blue Jays beat the Braves 3-1, spoiling Spencer Strider's return. Vlad Guerrero Jr., his first home run of the year. Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1. Christian Yelich, Reese Hoskins, Sal Frelick with home runs in that ballgame for Milwaukee. Jose Quintana now 2-0 to start the year for Milwaukee. Cardinals beat the Astros 4-1. Lars Nootbaar, a three-run homer, his third of the year. Steven Matz picks up his first win of the season. Padres beat the Cubs in San Diego by a final of 4-2. Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado each had multiple RBIs in that one. Top of the ninth, Orioles leading the Guardians at 9-1. Jackson Holliday, Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn have home runs in that one for the O's. Pirates beat the Nationals 6-1. Benches cleared in that game after Jorge Lopez threw behind Andrew McCutchen. Don't know if it was on purpose or not, but Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz with home runs for the Bucks in that ballgame. Going to the bottom of the ninth, Reds trailing the Mariners 5-3. Cal Raleigh, a multi-home run game for the Mariners in that one, and Cincinnati just got final. Diamondbacks beat the Marlins 6-2. Josh Naylor, Pavin Smith, as well as Lourdes Gurriel with home runs in that ballgame. Home run for Tim Tawa as well, his first major league home run as the Diamondbacks beat the Marlins on the road. Top of the eighth in Philadelphia, Giants an 11-4 lead on the Phillies. Bryce Harper, his fourth home run for the Phils. Bottom of the ninth, Rays trailing the Red Sox 1-0. Only run in that game on a David Hamilton home run. Sean Newcomb, Greg Weisert, Garrett Whitlock, Justin Slayton all combining on a five-hit shutout so far for Boston. Bottom of the eighth in the Bronx, the Yankees a 4-3 lead. Aaron Judge, a go-ahead solo home run in the seventh in that ball game. Clark Schmidt, 5 2/3, a three-run ball in his first start of the season. Top of the sixth, White Sox and A's tied at 1. Brooks Baldwin with his second home run of the season for Chicago. Osvaldo Beto still on the mound for the A's. Top of the fifth, Rangers leading the Angels 3-0. Corey Seager, a couple RBIs. Patrick Corbin against Jose Soriano. And the late game tonight, Dodgers and Rockies will start in a little less than an hour out at Dodger Stadium. Bobby Miller against Herman Marquez. Our series continues tomorrow evening. Another 7:05 first pitch here from Ripken Stadium. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior at 6:50 with the pregame show. Brendan Gurton will make his second start, third appearance of the year, 0-1 record, a 3.18 ERA. He'll go against the top pitching prospect on this Ironbirds roster, the Orioles' number 8 farmhand per MLB pipeline, Michael Ferrett, 1-0 with a spotless 0.00 ERA. That'll do it for tonight as the Ironbirds win this pitcher's duel by a final of 2-1 for our entire ownership group. Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our Brooklyn Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Aberdeen. Again, your final, the Ironbirds 2 and the Cyclones 1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for game 3 of this 6-game series in this 12-game road trip. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.